Hey, I'm Ryan Reynolds.
At Mint Mobile, we like to do the opposite of what Big Wireless does. They charge you a lot, we charge you a little. So naturally, when they announced they'd be raising their prices due to inflation, we decided to deflate our prices due to not hating you. That's right. We're cutting the price of Mint Unlimited from $30 a month to just $15 a month.
Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month slows. Full terms at mintmobile.com.
This is Vaccine 411, the latest coronavirus vaccine information for June 11th, 2021. Not a trend you want to see. The number of new daily cases and deaths in the U.S. rose for the third straight day. The number of states that have seen the weekly trend of new cases rise this week inched up to 15 on Thursday from 14 on Wednesday. The remaining group of seven nations said, "We see America's donation of 500 million vaccine doses for poorer nations and, well, we won't each match it, but the six of us together will match it. That means 1 billion shots to eliminate supply inequities around the world." The Johnson & Johnson vaccine stays fresher longer. The FDA extended the expiration date on millions of doses of that vaccine by 6 weeks. The agency determined the shots will remain safe and effective for 4.5 months, up from the original 3 months, and that should help with COVID vaccine waste. A new Morning Consult survey shows roughly 46% of U.S. adults now think COVID did indeed originate with a lab leak. 26% believe it began naturally, and 28% don't know or have no opinion. Only 17% of Americans say they have some or a lot of trust in the Chinese government, but 56% still have trust in the World Health Organization to tell the truth about the pandemic's origins. The White House exempted most employers from rules to protect workers from the coronavirus. In fact, the rules only seem to apply to healthcare workers. In a related story, Houston Methodist Hospital is suspending almost 200 workers for 2 weeks without pay for refusing to get vaccinated. In the United States, cases were down 36%, deaths are down 20%, and hospitalizations are down 22% over 14 days. The 7-day average of new cases has been trending flat since June 4th. There are now 5,383,382 active cases in the United States. The current top five states by number of active cases: California, Virginia, Maryland, Kentucky, and Florida. The top 10 counties with the highest number of recent cases per capita, according to the New York Times: Dimmitt, Texas; Scott, Kentucky; Lamb, Texas; Hutchinson, Texas; Livingston, Missouri; Lynn, Missouri; Hockley, Texas; Harrison, Kentucky; West Feliciana, Louisiana; and Lincoln, Washington. There have been 598,726 deaths in the U.S. recorded as COVID-related, with a current national fatality rate of 1.8%. The states with the most new deaths reported as COVID-related: California, 47; Michigan and Georgia, 45; Texas, 33; Arizona, 27; Pennsylvania, 21; New York, 19; Kentucky and Illinois, 17; and North Carolina, 16. The top three vaccinating states by percentage of population that's had at least one dose: Vermont unchanged at 71.7%, Massachusetts at 68%, and Hawaii at 67.8%. The bottom three vaccinating states are Mississippi at 34.8%, Alabama unchanged at 36.2%, and Louisiana at 36.5%. The percentage of the U.S. that's been fully vaccinated is 42.5%. Globally, cases were down 22% and deaths down 20% over 14 days, with the 7-day average trending down since May 28th. There are 12,676,530 active cases around the world. The five countries with the most new cases: India, 91,266, Brazil, 89,802, Colombia, 29,302, Argentina, 27,628, and the United States, 14,880. There have now been 3,769,088 deaths reported as COVID-related worldwide. For the latest updates, subscribe for free to Vaccine 411 on your podcast app or ask your smart speaker to play the Vaccine 411 podcast.
Sound that brands.
Tired of ads barging into your favorite news podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Stay up to date on everything newsworthy by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/news ad free. That's amazon.com/news ad free to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.